Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around our school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.
You are listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. My name is Dylan Brown, and today I'm joined with Miss Rickert, who is the principal here at the high school. I'm so glad you could join me today.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Yes. So let's start out with these questions. First of all, how is this year going to be different than the last few years?
Certainly not having many of the COVID protocols and policies to enforce and regulate and monitor is going to make it very nice and refreshing and free up our time to get back to what we used to do before the COVID years.
Yes. It's going to be very great not having to deal with as much COVID this year. Now, what is your main priority going to be this year?
So our main priority is to deliver a fabulous education so that students can be successful when they enter the workforce or go off to college. And so we always try to strive to make sure that when our students leave here that they are college and career ready.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you get a sense of fulfillment, like basically running everything and seeing the students get a good education and then going off to be successful?
Yeah, we have a lot of pockets within Pendleton Heights High School that provides kids with a lot of opportunities to find their niche and get in their groove. And it's really fun to see them come in as freshmen scared and to get settled in and mature and find their place in the world.
Yeah. Are you excited to have a year without any COVID limitations?
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm sure all of us are. What do you think your average day will look like this year?
We try to divide our time into supporting the teachers and getting out and viewing the teachers so that we can coach them or help them be successful. I think that's really important to the success of our students. And also just interacting with the students to see what their needs are. Obviously, with the last 2 years of COVID, we've had some learning gaps. So getting data brought together so we can analyze that and see how we can better support and decrease the achievement gap that might be there due to the COVID years.
Now, what do you think what are you most looking forward to this year?
Just having fun with the kids and seeing more kids at the games. And again, getting back to what I got into this for is to focus on the education and making sure that we are providing productive citizens to go out in the world versus making sure that kids wear a mask, answering emails about quarantines and the number of absences that students or teachers have had. So just really looking for things to get back to normal and have some relief in the number of emails so that I can get out and observe what's going on in our building more.
For sure. Now, you mentioned you are really excited to see more people at the games. What school event or event in general are you just really looking forward to the most this year?
Homecoming's always awesome in Pendleton. I think anyone who's been here, lived here, knows that there's a lot of great spirit that comes out and everybody's tailgating, the streets are crowded, watching the floats go by. So that's always fun. I'm one of those people that just enjoy everyone thriving and being successful. So it's great to see the wonderful plays that Jackie Brown puts on, seeing if our Pendletones and Emerald Suites can be state champs again. Watching our athletes thrive. It's all really fun to watch the kids be successful.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be the most challenging part of this year for you?
We had 6 teachers retire, and then we have 12 new teachers. Some of them were added positions, and some of the positions outside of the retirements were just life changes for people. They moved out of state and what have you. And so anytime you have 12 new teachers, you want to make sure that they understand how we do things at Pendleton and that they're meeting our expectations to continue to deliver a good education. And so just focusing on them, making sure that they're supported. And so far, we've been really happy in the first 11 days. Our new teachers are hitting the ground running, and all of our teachers are hitting the ground running. I think everybody feels the weight lifted that our focus is back on what it should be.
Well, that leads me into my next question, actually. Are you sad to see the old teachers retire, and are you excited to get to work with the new ones?
Yes, I am sad. We had all of our teachers that retired and left were great teachers. And so you always hate to see those go. Like I said, you know, that means work for you and making sure that everybody gets established here and off to the right start. And I am excited to also see the new teachers come in. We have some that are rookies and we have some that are coming to us from other districts. And so it's exciting for them to bring fresh energy and have a comparison that what you know, sometimes people get caught in a rut that, you know, oh, I wish this could be better at Pendleton Heights High School. But when you have teachers come in from another district with another perspective, they see how great it is here and they bring that breath of fresh air, like, oh, you don't know how good you have it. And so it really is a wonderful place here. And that's why I'm very thankful for the opportunity that I have and try to bring the positive energy so the kids can enjoy. Our parents overall do a phenomenal job raising their kids. And it's really a joy to work here.
It is a very good school. And I think your enthusiasm for it definitely shows. Now, do you like seeing the students grow and mature throughout the year? Do you see that on a daily basis?
Yeah, that's probably the most rewarding part. When I was younger and my, you know, get done with college and you're 21, 22 and you have a kid and you get frustrated with their behavior. But as you're in it longer, this being the start of my 23rd year in education, you start to remember the kids that you thought, oh boy. And then you saw them grow and mature and they made it and they're productive. And so, you know, that there is hope. So it's the challenge, but we're up for the challenge and we like to see them mature and grow. And like I said, find their niche and let them find their happy spot.
Yeah. Now, what worked really well last year that you intend on doing the same this year?
Well, last year, again, was really focused around making sure everyone was safe and that we were keeping people as safe as we could with the COVID. And so I really expect things to be a lot different from last year, that we aren't focused on contact tracing, seating charts, sending out messengers that a kid can't be here for 10 days. And so I really hope this year that we can kind of forget the last 2 years and move forward with getting out and observing our teachers. My background is athletics as well. And so I always think of being the boss as like being the coach. And I want my players to want to play for the coach and I want my teachers to want to work for the boss. And so I try to approach it that, you know, I've got to get out and see you or else how are you going to listen to anything that I suggest that you could do to get better? And I think it's important to understand when you say get better, it doesn't mean that we're bad. I mean, if I'm coaching and I go to the state championship and I lose, we had a really great season. We went to the state championship. But do I want to win the state championship next year? Yes, I want to get better. And so wanting to get better certainly doesn't mean that we're bad. We just want to get better at everything we do.
Wanting to improve is a good mindset to have. Now, are there any changes you would make this year if you could?
No, not really. I mean, with COVID gone, being mostly not gone, we know COVID is still around, but with many of the restrictions being gone, the students have come in. They seem very spirited, very happy. And so I'm just really thankful that COVID did not crush their spirits and the kids are excited and ready to be back out at ball games. They're excited to be here. Walking the hallways, it just seems very, very refreshing. And so I hope that is the tone for the school year and we can be respectful of each other. Students do their part to do the easy things like stay in dress code and be here every day. And then we get to do the rest of it, delivering the education every day to get from A to Z and watch us grow.
Yep. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about today?
No, I just encourage the community to get out. We don't have restrictions or limits on game capacities or anything in our performing arts. And so I'm excited to see everybody out and am really looking forward to the students being supported by our community and looking forward to helping close the achievement gap on anything that COVID caused.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. always, everyone listening at home, be sure to go out to the games. They're a really fun time. Well, thank you, Mrs. Rickert, for being with me here today. It's been great having you on the show.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. It's been awesome to be a part of your show.
The WEEM Morning Show is on 91.7 WEEM every Tuesday through Friday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. Make sure you tune in to listen to Bella Myers
and Kennedy Quinn talk about everything that has to do with the first half of the day. 91.7 WEEM.
This is 91.7 WEEM WEEM Weekly. I'm Parker Dean here sitting down with Mr. Pio for a fun conversation of returning back to the school year. So what's your favorite part of the year, I guess I should say?
Well, the start of the year is always one of the best parts because every year takes its own kind of identity and how it kind of goes. And I would say after the last couple of years, it's kind of exciting to get back to more of a sense of a normal school year that for most people haven't seen in quite a while. Your class was one of the last ones that have actually seen a normal, at least part of a school year, not even all the way through. This could potentially be your first all the way through uninterrupted school year.
Because it's been a crazy ride. It was just going up and down. Okay, we're back in school. We're getting into the rhythm, especially for this class, because, you really can't be – really can't work outside. I mean, I've tried my best with the graphic design stuff and that for social media, but actually being in here in the studio recording, it sort of pushed that.
It makes it all the challenges we had with distances and things like that really took a toll on you guys because you couldn't be close enough to work collaboratively. So even if you were doing things, it was individual pieces here and there and trying to put it all together. So just getting back to that, kind of what we feel like a traditional kind of class, year. Yeah. It's got just a different vibe, and I feel like the energy's kind of matches that. I feel like just walking around the hallways, there's a different energy than the last couple of years, and it's kind of nice to see it again.
Yeah, especially for a student point of view, everybody would be they wouldn't know because every week when you'd send out the email, are we going to stay in school? Are we going to do this? So just put a lot of, especially people in sports or in clubs and stuff like that.
It was that constant state of uncertainty. You know, we didn't know. We were going Thursday to Thursday to see what the next week was going to be. Now that we don't have to do that right now, it's really nice because you kind of have – you can get kind of more into a flow of things. And I feel like watching all the students walk around, people are really getting into a rhythm. They feel like they've settled in or getting comfortable. Whereas the last couple of years, I haven't seen our students really get into that flow. It was that constant state of the unknown. We're here 1 week, or we're hybrid, or we're virtual, or whatever we might be. Whereas now it's everybody we're in every week, and it's watching everybody kind of, our freshman class is really adjusting rather well compared to the last couple of years because they were all over the place. So it's just nice to see everybody kind of settle in, and it's been off to a good start.
Yeah, especially for me, since I am a senior this year, I was in the high school before all this started happening. So if I would have jumped right into it the last couple of freshmen that came in, it probably would have been crazy because you're I don't know what's going to happen this week.
And it takes them forever to figure out where things are at. So it's, they're here and then they're quarantined for 10 days and then they come back. And it's just, there was never a sense of really, they really got the full experience of what school was kind of like because it was all over the place. Whereas this year it seems to be, we're getting back to some more of the traditions. We had the class elections. We've had some different things that feel like high school again, as opposed to we're just trying to survive the COVID era. It's always going to be there. I get that. But now that we can move forward and we've kind of figured out as a world how to deal with this a little better, we can get back to some of those things that make high school fun.
Yeah, so you said what makes high school fun. Can I ask you, what your favorite, events that...
Yeah, it's, obviously the first day of school, I love it just because... everybody's been gone for a couple months and, we work all summer, but it's, the school's kind of weird when it's empty. It's, you've been here late at night. This is kind of get a different feel, but the students are what make the school come alive. And so that first day when I get to see all their friends and figure out where they're at, it's kind of neat just to see that. But really to me, what starts high school off, right? And, you know, like, this is the sports guy in me coming out. But that first home football game is something special. Like, that really kicks things off. It's just, you know, typically the weather's still pretty nice. We get a big crowd this year at the Anderson, so obviously a rival, it's a big
– yeah.
But, like, it's just that first week, it just – the atmosphere is really cool to see everybody kind of get into it. And we get a similar effect when we get into later into the fall when we get into basketball season. That first, those first couple of home games, there's just something to it. Like, and that's pretty much for everything. But you start seeing everything come alive again, and it's just the energy that's there. I mean, it's hard to describe it unless you're there. But
yeah, I get
you know, when you get a full gym or you get a full student section, there's just an energy that the students bring that just really. I mean, it's pretty neat. It's pretty powerful, and I enjoy that a great deal. And to me, that's like that's when school starts. That's when we're getting going.
Yeah, and it's especially like when on Fridays when they're everybody's like in the football players are in their jerseys, like they're ready to go. And it seems like the other students that aren't in football are like, "Hey, are you excited?" Like that's all they talk about on Friday. And like it's great because it's like the communication that's going around the school, and you can tell that they're really excited and. Especially for me, since I'm involved in this, and
absolutely.
So it gives me a different point of view of like the sport. So I'm excited to, you know, get involved in like
yeah, it creates a buzz. Like even like student elections, I felt like created a buzz that we haven't seen before. Normally you do them at the end of the year, but with the uncertainty and different things, you know, we kind of held off to the start of the year. But it was just neat. It created a little excitement, a little hey, what's going on? And it's a lot of people haven't seen that. It's been fun, but there definitely is a good buzz. Going on, you know, like our volleyball girls are going to be really good. You know, our soccer teams are in full swing. And it's just, I don't know, it's fun to see everybody kind of get kind of, you know, amped up a little bit. And it's been exciting. So it's been a really good start to the school year so far.
Yeah, I'm super glad that it's going out smooth. And so there's not like a lot of uncertainty of like what's going on, especially for the teachers too, because, you know, they'd be like planning tests and then we'd be like, quarantined or something like that, and then we'd have to take those tests online, and it was just like a up and down wave.
Absolutely, and I think they're all enjoying that as well. Just that, like I said, when you're planning everything in the classroom, you know, teachers as a whole, we're kind of control freaks a little bit. We like to plan everything out in advance, and when things are always constantly in out, it really wreaks havoc. So that puts you on edge a little bit because you're like. That's not how I normally do it. And you're right. It's we come kind of creatures of habit. Like, we need to be here at a certain point so we can keep the pacing and going and make sure we get to where we want to be by the end of the year to make sure you guys are ready and have mastered the content and move on. So it's I could see a sense of relief a little bit on their end. It's like, oh, we can breathe again, you know, instead of how am I going to do this online? How am I going to take care of half my class that's quarantined? How am I going to – it's just – I feel like they've calmed. It's calmed a lot of people down in a good way. And it's taken some of the stress off of things, the stress off students, off teachers, off parents, just a little bit. So it just, like I said, the overall vibe is just a lot different in a positive way.
It's really positive way. I mean, just like you said, the hallways and everybody's just like not worrying. It's like went away, but not really. But like you said.
Because like last year, like the whole – first semester and through February, pretty much all I did was contact trace kids. Like last year, the adventure camp, you know, was a big outbreak. And I mean, that's all we did. And it became like, that became one of the areas where I took over a lot of it. And it's like, okay, I'm making a lot of phone calls with the nurses and things. But you forget like those little things in school you get to deal with working with the kids doing different things.
Yeah.
So, you know, this year we're able to get back to some of those things that we used to do that we enjoy, that are more part of what we signed up for. So I've enjoyed that, you know, where I can get back to issues that pertain to school and helping kids rather than telling you can't come because you're in close contact to somebody.
Yeah, and like you said, what you enjoy with your job, can I ask you what's your favorite part of, like, being in the school corporation and, like, being involved?
I mean, overall, it's like I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to help kids. Like, that's at the end of the day. So I will always – that is my absolute most favorite part of any school I've ever been in is working with the kids. It's building relationships. It's watching students grow. It's helping them, you know, overcome something, and then you look back and you're like, wow, look how far you've come. You know, I've had some students that really struggled as freshmen, and by the time they're seniors, it's like, man, you guys got it really figured out.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch those things. It's not like where I get to go and paint a wall. I'm like, hey, wow, I painted a wall today. You know, it's you got to wait and see. So in the education world, it takes time to see, you know, what work you're doing kind of come to fruition. So it's you got to be patient with it. It's not like instant, like, oh, wow, that's better. But it's helping kids learn how to deal with each other, you know, how to deal with balancing seven classes and other obligations, whether it be work or athletics or home duties, whatever it might be, but just helping them over those rough pots, you know, patches in their life. So it's, to me, it's getting back to meeting with kids. You know, I got to call people down yesterday, just check in and see how they're doing. They're like, wait a second. I'm like, yeah, I do discipline. I get that, but I still want to see you do well, you know, and I want to make sure things are going. So yeah, I see a situation. It's gotten better. It hasn't gotten better, but I want to follow up because I get to know these kids really well. And I want to like, kind of invested in you. I want to see how you're doing. And when I haven't seen you for a while, sometimes I call you down to see how you're doing and make sure things are going well.
Yeah, especially. So it's sort of funny to me because I always go because I co-op. So I leave during after fifth period. And so like you're usually by the hallway sitting at that desk by the cafeteria. Yep. And it's every day you're like, hi, how are you doing? Like it's just like you're always there. You always know all the people. And it's just like you said, the helping the kids. And I truly like it's sort of fun because everybody's like, oh, there's Mr. P.O. Yep. And then Mr. Bates is coming around the corner. So it's so funny because everybody in that hallway like knows that he's going to come around the corner and you're sitting at the desk. And they're always like saying hi.
Yeah. I mean, it's I don't know any different. Like, I, you know, this is my 23rd year doing this. In some capacity, and it's like every day I'd greet my students, you know, when I was a social studies teacher, I taught econ and government, and, you know, I would greet my students every day, and I mean, a lot of them would be like, man, you smile like every day. I'm like, yeah, because I enjoy what I do. Like, I don't ever feel like I go to work.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't feel like, you know, a lot of those people are like, oh, it's just a job. It's not a job for me. It's something I really enjoy. So it's, you know, I want to get to know you. I want to invest in you. I want to see how you do. I want to see you 10 years from now, see how you're doing and see how things have worked out for you. Those things are exciting, and if I can have a little tiny, you know, even if it's just, hey, I really enjoy when he says hi to me every day, well, then, heck, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I want things to be as positive and as good as possible for everyone.
Well, I do appreciate you sitting down and talking about returning back to school and how that's getting smoother and we're getting less from the quarantines and just overall everything, and hopefully we have a good school year.
Absolutely, Parker. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, thank you.
Need a pick-me-up on the way to school or work?
Join the WEEM Morning Show in the conversation every Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 7 a.m.
on 91.7 WEEM.
Okay, so first question, Ms. Fawcett. What is your favorite thing about the back-to-school season?
Oh, that's a good first question. I love... Okay, the... not real, but kind of real answer is that I love buying new school supplies.
Oh my goodness.
It delights me, like new pens, all that stuff. But my real favorite thing is like, I get to meet all of my new students. I get to have all of the kids that I have again back, which is super cool. I really love that season of meeting the new students, getting to know them, and getting to see like how my students from last year are kind of getting on this year. So that is exciting to me.
That's so silly. Okay, number two, what is your opinion on back-to-school shopping? I have multiple questions about shopping, which, since you said that, it's kind of, I was like, yeah.
So again, I love shopping for school supplies. Like, that is my favorite part of back-to-school shopping because I have some strict opinions about writing utensils. Oh, pen. For the record, if you need the best black pen, it's the Sharpie S Gel. They are so smooth.
I didn't know Sharpie things. I don't know Sharpie facts.
It's such a good ink. I really hate shopping for clothes for back to school, though. Much like I did as a student. Like, even as a teacher, I'm like, ugh, it's so much effort. I have to think about what to wear every day.
Yeah, I don't like it either. It's
terrible.
A lot of work.
It's so terrible. Mm-hmm. It's my least favorite part of back to school shopping is the clothes.
The clothes shopping.
Terrible.
Okay, what is the back to school season like as a teacher, just overall? What is it like for you?
Ooh.
And other teachers, I guess, too?
It's interesting. This is actually only my third year of back to school season. I'm a pretty new teacher. And it's only my second year here at the P-Town. Mm-hmm. So it's been really different this year than it has been the other 2 years that I've been a teacher, because I only had one back-to-school season at my old school, and then last year was my first back-to-school season here. And back-to-school season as a new teacher is super hectic, because you have to learn your schedule, and you're still planning for, like, all of these classes you've never taught before, and you have to get to know all of your students, and you're getting to know a new building, and you have to figure out where's the copy machine, and, like, how do I print stuff, which is sort of terrible. So this year, the back-to-school season has been mostly just exciting. Like,
That's great.
With teaching stuff you already know, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Awesome. I'm glad that it got better.
Me too.
Okay. Do you enjoy seeing the new teachers and students? Because, like, there's a lot of new teachers this year for some reason. There's so many.
There are a ton of new teachers this year, which is, in the English department, like, where I teach, we have 3 new teachers. Which
I didn't know there was that many in the English department alone.
Yeah, there's a ton.
That's a lot.
We had a teacher retire, and then we had the position that was filled by a permanent sub last year, and then we also had another teacher who just moved. So we had 3 positions that needed to be filled. And I love having new teachers in the department, because they bring in, you know, new ideas, and they're bringing in stuff they were doing at their old schools that, like, we would never even think of doing, because that's not how you do things here. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same way with students. Like, you get new students in your classes, and they tell you about stuff that other teachers have done, teachers that you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's talking about the way Mr. Powers teaches. I'm in one of his classes. It's super, it's weird. I've never been in a class like that.
I loved Mr. Powers when I had him, 10 years ago when I was a student at Pendleton. But yeah, I love getting to meet all of the new people. And I think that, like, the new energy is super reinvigorating.
Hmm. Okay, number 5. What do you recommend that new students and teachers do to have a good start to the year?
I think that the best thing that you can do to have a good start to your year is figure out where to get help. So if you're a new teacher, find the teachers in your department or in your hallway, if you're, not in the same hallway as your department, who know what's up and they're willing to give you time and help you out with stuff. And for new students, it's the same, right? Figure out the teachers that you're comfortable with, the ones that you'll go to say, hey, I don't understand how the printers work here or whatever, and ask them about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is helpful. I wish I would have known that, because my sophomore year was basically my first year here, because I was online my entire freshman year. And it was very scary.
That's why you gotta have people you can ask for help.
Yeah, I did have all my friends, though, so that was nice.
But that is good. That is good.
What topics are you looking forward to hitting this year as a new AP Lang teacher?
Ooh, okay. I'm really loving AP Lang, and I'm so excited about doing rhetorical analysis with you, all of you. Because it's something really different from what we do in other classes. And so I think that kind of applying those rhetorical analysis skills to different books, to different reading and writing is going to be fun. I think we're going to read The Great Gatsby at least.
Oh my goodness.
I hope that we're going to read my plan is that we get to read The Great Gatsby.
Fingers crossed.
And I'm really excited to kind of deal with the stuff that's in that book in terms of, like, rhetorical analysis.
Yeah, that does sound really fun. I've never read that book.
Oh, it's so good.
It would be very interesting, because then I feel like I'd actually read it, because I've heard so many good things about it.
It's also only 9 chapters, which is nice.
That's so nice.
It's a very short book.
It's like Of Mice and Men.
Yeah,
that was so nice. I only listened to an audiobook, though.
It's because that is still
I did
reading.
It while doing homework.
It's still reading. It makes the same. They've done, like, brain imaging scans, and when you listen to an audiobook, it makes the same parts of your brain light up as reading
does?
A physical book. It counts. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Okay. Do you enjoy teaching, like, the honors classes and the AP classes? Are they more, like, challenging? Are they more fun? Or do you think they're same? This is the same.
Part of the reason that I really like teaching the honors and AP classes here specifically is I like the level of the texts that we've read in them. So, like, I inherited the curriculum that I teach in my 10th grade honors and most of what we teach in AP Lang. Like, I didn't pick out the textbook or anything. And it's different than what we do in, like, Gen Ed English 10. And what we do, like, I love teaching. I really like teaching 10th grade in general and 11th grade and 12th grade and sometimes 9th grade. sorry, ninth graders. I came from middle school, and it's just, it's a sore, it's too close to middle school.
Yeah.
I got to get past it. It's not you, it's me. Holy shnikes. I had things to say to you that were relevant to this, and I just, they've left my brain.
It's okay.
This is like being in class with me, honestly. But it's it's the texts. I like the like texts that we teach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so are you expecting any new challenges that, like with AP Lang teaching it now since you're, this is your first year teaching it?
The first year you teach any class is really hard. That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It just means it's like doing something you've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
Which is part of the reason that I keep like emphasizing to my AP Lang kids. I'm like, this is stuff we've never done before. You don't do rhetorical analysis as much in other classes. So it's okay if you're not perfect at it. And it's partly because like, it's scary to do new things. Like it's scary to teach AP Lang. I'm nervous about having the AP Lang like test at the end of the year and having to prepare you guys for it. And also the fact that it's May 9th, which is fully a month before the school year ends. So that's a chunk of instructional time that just gets taken away, which is a little bit nerve wracking. But I do think we'll get to do something fun after the test, which is kind of cool.
Oh, yay. That sounds so much fun. I'm excited since I'm in one of your AP Lang classes.
I'm glad you're excited.
But what is, since you asked this for question Tuesday for us, last question.
Okay.
What's one word that you hope will describe this year and your like teaching experience?
Learn. I want to learn this year more about like, you know, being a good teacher, teaching AP Lang, teaching new classes, being a part of this school environment, all of that. Learning.
Learn. That's a nice word. I feel like a lot of people said that for the question Tuesday.
I do too.
Even though I didn't see all the periods.
They did. It was a lot.
What's your favorite period of the day? I just felt like that was kind of silly question.
Ooh, okay. My like favorite period, not because of the students that are in it, but I really like fourth and fifth period, because I feel like through no fault of y'all's, you're finally awake by then.
Oh, yeah.
Like those are the periods where my students are kind of the most engaged. And again, I don't think it's specific to the kids in the class. Like, I don't think it's because I have quote unquote better kids in fourth and fifth period. I think it's because by, what is that? Like 10 a.m.
Yeah,
and
like
11,
10.
You're finally actually awake and you can be engaged, but it's before lunch. So everybody hasn't gotten to the like slump of having eaten all of their food, and it's not at the end of the day where you're just looking forward to going home, you know?
Yeah, I would agree. My favorite, my personal favorite would have to be like, I don't know. I really like third period for some reason.
That's another good one. People are starting to wake up in third period.
Yeah, third period is nice. But what stores do you shop at for back to school shopping?
Ooh.
My dad takes me to Target every year. Super Target.
I was also thinking about the Super Target. I go to the Super Target a lot.
I got a silly little panda pin.
You got a silly little panda pin. I love a pin. Yeah. I'm a pin gal. Not that I have any on.
Mm-hmm.
I always worry that people are going to be like, that's unprofessional. I should stop worrying and wear my pins, I guess.
Yeah, pins are silly.
Pins are good. I also go to Walmart for school supplies a lot. I know Walmart's like,
It's Walmart.
But they have good, they just, weirdly, recently they've had really good cheap clothing, and they've also had good deals on like school supplies.
Oh.
So it's great to have a one-stop shop, you know?
Yeah, I used to go to Walmart, but now my dad's just like, Super Target.
So I do love the Super Target. It's the Super Target is like the peak. It's the pinnacle of
They got nice backpacks
shopping.
Now too. For the
really?
Little ones, they got like, I don't know, it's not fair. Their backpacks have like silly little keychains on them.
Could you buy a kid's backpack?
I don't know if all my, I don't think all my stuff
would
fit.
All your stuff wouldn't fit in it. That stinks.
I know. It's so stinky. What's your least favorite part about the back to school season? I feel like we might have already answered this, but.
My least favorite part is actually having to get up in the morning. Just like you guys, I am like, maybe that's the real reason fourth and fifth period are my favorite, is because I'm
also,
finally
yeah.
awake. Yeah, I like, I am not a morning person. Oof.
I also don't like getting up. It's just like, I just feel so much dread.
Same.
When my mother walks into my room and is like, Layla, time to get up. I'm just like,
what if I didn't
stop.
Get up today?
Yeah.
What if
that's
I just
what
stayed
I feel
in
like.
Bed?
What if I slept through when she told me and then I just slept until the bus got there? What's she going to do?
It's
nothing.
terrible.
It is.
It's terrible.
Okay, now this one's kind of silly. I don't know you. I don't know if you've ever had school lunch, but what's your favorite item on the lunch menu that you know of?
So the only school lunch I've ever had here was a slice of pizza, but it was the greatest slice of like school pizza, or honestly, like any kind of institutional type pizza. Like, you know, I've gotten pizza from like concert venues and stuff. It's the best pizza that I've ever had, not from like a pizza place.
Oh, so it, the pizza.
It even outdid like some of the, like it out, it was better than Little Caesars.
Oh my goodness. We're getting controversial.
It was a good slice of pizza. I don't know, man.
So pizza. I've never had the pizza.
It's pretty good. It's better than Little Caesars. You should try it.
Okay, maybe I will when there's nothing else good.
Okay, but, I have heard great things about the menu. I'm kind of scared of the lunchroom. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, there's a lot of things
there's
happening.
There's a lot of things happening.
Yeah, I don't like
and
going
I just,
in there.
I just want to eat.
It's so cramped.
And I want to have my full, you know, full lunchtime to actually eat the food.
Yeah. Okay. How has teaching two different grade levels been so far? Because this is like a new.
It's good. I actually, for my entire like teaching career, have taught two different grade levels. At my old school, I taught 7th and 8th grade. And then last year I taught 10th and 12th grade here, and now I teach 10th and 11th. And I like the difference between them. Like, it's kind of fun to have that difference in maturity level.
Yeah, because I figured it might not be, like, too noticeable right now since my grade are just coming out of being sophomores, and the sophomores are just coming out of being freshmen. And
It's surprising how big of a change the summer between sophomore and junior year is for you guys, honestly.
Like, really?
Yeah, it's especially interesting because I had so many of my juniors as 10th graders, and I feel like I see, like, pretty big changes in a pretty good amount of you guys, which is cool. It's cool. They're good changes, not bad changes.
I never really noticed any changes like that, but that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of you guys grew up a lot over the summer, and I mean, like, people got taller, but I also mean, like, a lot of people got their driver's licenses, and I feel
like God, so many people are driving. It's
I feel
so
like
scary.
That makes you guys more responsible in some ways. Some ways.
It aged us, really.
It aged you, yeah. You're old now, I'm sorry.
And the last question is, what do you hope to accomplish this year in terms of just new things?
Okay, so teaching 10th grade honors again for the second time, I'm hoping to start sort of making the course reflect like the way that I teach more than having taken a lot of stuff from the teacher beforehand. So like making adjustments to make it flow in ways that make sense to me. And then with AP Lang, I'm really hoping to just sort of get my feet underneath me and teach you guys to the best of what I can do for you. And with regular 10th grade, there's so many of us teaching it this year. And only two people who are teaching English 10 have taught it before. So I'm hoping that I can be useful to all of the new people teaching English 10 that we have this year.
Oh my
year.
God, you're going
to
be a helper now.
That's my so goal. Cool. I love helping people.
Development, for real. But, okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for interviewing me, Layla. This was fun.
Thank you for participating.
You are welcome.
I didn't know who else would I interview, so thank you.
Of course.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917weem.org or wherever podcasts can be found.